This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Rihanna and ASAP Rocky shut down Michelin-starred restaurant Stubborn Seed in Miami, hitting the hotspot for a casual private dinner with a group of friends. We also hear the upcoming Super Bowl halftime performer and the rapper chatted with celebrity chef Jeremy Ford about the menu and took swigs of Rocky's Mercer and Prince whiskey. Aww, isn't that sickening? Nick Cannon revealed that he's been hospitalized with pneumonia. The Masked Singer host, who also suffers from lupus, took to Instagram to share two photos of himself in a hospital bed amid his health struggles. Okay, so I guess I'm not Superman, Cannon 42 said in the caption of the post. May we suggest a vasectomy while he's already in the hospital? Cut. The Walking Dead spinoff, Daryl Dixon, will feel like a reset of the franchise. In the new series, Daryl will be taken from Virginia all the way to Paris. As he attempts to find out who took him and if he can find a way back home, he comes into contact with multiple French survivors, including Isabel, a woman from a post-apocalyptic religious group.
Sounds tasty.
Celine Dion has postponed multiple concerts to 2024 after being diagnosed with a rare neurological disorder called stiff person syndrome. The disease causes spasms that make it difficult for her to control her movements, including her vocal cords, and causes heightened sensitivity to noise and touch. Hopefully, her heart will go on. Sorry. HBO's The White Lotus features lush imagery of Sicily and, to some viewers' shock, an explicit anatomical view of cast member Theo James. The scene that's got tongues wagging shows James' character Cameron Babcock disrobing, revealing a sizable, member. Turns out a prosthetic was used, and I thought he was part donkey. American Idol alum Jordan Sparks has come to Chris Brown's defense after Kelly Rowland also defended him when he won Best Male R&B Vocalist at the AMAs. Brown was booed by the audience. Sparks said, quote, "People need to have the opportunity to grow. If we don't give them the opportunity, how do they get better?" Unquote. Oh, he's had plenty of opportunities. Aerosmith had to cancel a concert in Las Vegas at the last minute after lead singer Steven Tyler wasn't feeling well. Some fans were supportive, but others not so much, angrily taking their complaints to social media. If you recall, Aerosmith had to cancel 2 months of shows at the Park MGM Hotel and Casino when Tyler checked himself into rehab. Hopefully, he hasn't crapped out. Patrick Xavier Clark, 33, was arrested by Houston police and charged with murder in connection with the death of Migos member Takeoff. The rapper, born Kirsnick Carey Ball, was shot and killed outside a Houston-area bowling alley after getting into an argument over a dice game. Well, if the bowling shoe fits. For the upcoming fifth Indiana Jones film, director James Mangold has created a sequence where 80-year-old Harrison Ford has de-aged to Indy way back in his prime. The film's opening will be set in 1944, about 8 years after the events in Raiders of the Lost Ark took place. I'm sure, though, that young Indy still has to pee a lot.
Idiot of the Week!
Kanye West praised Adolf Hitler in an off-the-rails interview with InfoWars host and Sandy Hook massacre denier Alex Jones. West's face was completely covered in black fabric while saying he likes Hitler and sees good things about the Nazi party leader and dictator responsible for the Holocaust. Idiot! Robert Pattinson and Suki Waterhouse, who have pretty much kept their romance under wraps, made their red carpet debut at the Dior Fall 2023 menswear fashion show in Giza, Egypt. They sparked romance rumors in 2018 after paparazzi in London caught them making out. They made a hasty exit, though, after Pattinson couldn't find blood in any of them. Theranos COO Ramesh Sunny Balwani was sentenced to nearly 13 years in prison on fraud charges after the blood testing company imploded. Balwani was romantically linked to founder Elizabeth Holmes, who later accused him of sexual and emotional abuse. Holmes, who is expecting a baby now, was sentenced to 11 years.
Guilty!
Before TJ Holmes started a relationship with his Good Morning America 3 co-anchor Amy Robach, he had a 3-year affair with married Good Morning America producer Natasha Singh that started in 2016. Their affair began long distance, with Holmes based in New York and Singh working as a producer for the show in LA. Ah, ethics. Who needs him? The man who shot and wounded Lady Gaga's dog walker while stealing her French bulldogs last year was sentenced to 21 years in prison. Detectives do not believe he knew the dogs belonged to Gaga and that the motive for the crime was the value of the French bulldogs, a breed that can run into the thousands of dollars. Yep, say hello to Bubba.
The Trash Bin.
A fired Hollywood writer has finally admitted that her claims on set were false. Elizabeth Finch, a former writer and consulting producer on Grey's Anatomy, now admits that she lied to friends and colleagues about personal details like having cancer. She pretended to be undergoing chemotherapy and would leave set to go vomit. Yeah, she makes us sick.
The news wrap-up.
WNBA star Brittany Griner has been released from Russian captivity after the U.S. government agreed to exchange her with notorious Russian arms dealer Victor Bout. The founder of China-based Apple supplier Foxconn helped persuade the country's leaders to loosen China's COVID restrictions. YouTube has launched From YouTube to You, an expansion into live shopping. QVC must be dancing an unhappy dance.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Black Panther: Wakanda Forever is tops of the box office again.
The number one album.
It's Metro Boomin, Heroes and Villains.
The number one app.
Candy Crush Saga is still the best-selling app.
The number one book.
Michelle Obama's The Light We Carry is the best-selling nonfiction book.
More than 24 disappointed Taylor Swift fans, or Swifties, have filed a class action lawsuit against Ticketmaster and its parent company Live Nation over its botched Eras Tour ticket sale. Lawyers accuse the company of engaging in fraudulent practices and various antitrust violations, including price discrimination and price fixing. It seeks $2,500 for every violation of California's unfair competition law, which prohibits false advertising and illegal business practices. In the meantime, Swift's album Midnights continues to be the biggest in America, and we love her latest single. Here's Taylor Swift with the song of the week, Lavender Haze.
Talk, you talk and go viral. I just need this love spiral. Get it off your chest. Get it off my desk. Talk, you talk and go viral. I just need this love spiral. Get it off your chest. Get it off my desk.
Taylor Swift with the song of the week, Lavender Haze. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LA Spins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.